You're listening to SBS News.
Every year, the Sydney fireworks display is a New Year's Eve highlight viewed around the world. And this year is likely to be no different, with more pyrotechnics and a tribute to the late Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. Executive producer of the display, Anna McInerney, says it will add a sense of nostalgia to the night.
Well, there's no doubt about it. Aretha Franklin is such an iconic female artist, and she has contributed so much to the music industry. And, you know, she's one of those iconic performers that everybody knows her songs. And with her passing this year, we felt it fitting to honour her.
And honouring her, Sydney will, with a total of 8.5 tonnes of fireworks set to blast into the sky to mark the beginning of 2019. That's 500 kilograms, half a tonne more than last year. And organisers are using some of the biggest barges ever to carry and launch the sparkling explosives. Fireworks director Fortunato Foti has been in charge of this important element for 21 years now and says it never gets old.
I still get excited. I'd twirl a sparkler and get excited, so no, it'll be all good. It's a matter of just sitting around the table and having a good old yarn over a nice espresso and coming up with something different each year.
According to the State Tourism Bureau, Destination New South Wales, the spectacle is Australia's largest public event of the year and brings in $133 million annually for the local economy. But with more than 1 million people expected to descend on the city's CBD on Monday night, police will be on high alert. Assistant Commissioner Mark Walton says New Year's Eve is a major security operation.
The public will see blockages on the roadways. They will see very early traffic management plans implemented to ensure we keep traffic away from our crowds. As with every New Year's Eve, we know people are there to celebrate. They will be on the drink. What we ask is people drink in moderation.
Heavy-duty bollards, trucks, cars, buses and armed police will form a protected boundary around New Year's Eve revellers, not just in Sydney, but in all of Australia's capital cities. In Melbourne, where displays and crowds are also predicted to be bigger than ever, Deputy Commissioner Shane Patton has a similar message.
There'll be a highly visible, highly strong and firm Victoria Police presence. We will be out there in force and we'll be making sure people behave appropriately.
In the Victorian capital, the fireworks display has been designed to be viewed from a distance, and the entire display will cover 7 square kilometres of the CBD. Design work started in March for the 10-minute show, set to the music of Indigenous rapper Adam Briggs. Adelaide Oval will host its traditional New Year's Eve Big Bash cricket fixture, while in Brisbane, a fireworks display will light up the sky above South Bank. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.